Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
Ooh, y'all, we're recording this. This episode's dropping later, but we're recording this on Poodle's birthday week. It's Poodle's birthday week. He is feeling like, what's her name? Zelda Hammerstein?
Zelda Fitzgerald!
No, Fitzgerald. So, but I think it's
wife
rubbing
off. Wife and L. Scott, F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Well, I think it's rubbing off her. Flapper. What's rubbing off on me? I'm here up in Santa Barbara still, and I'm starting to feel a little wily. I had a glass of Kim Crawford last night, and it was great. So I was going to ask you, if yours is Zelda Fitzgerald, what is mine? What is my lady's name?
Eleanor Roosevelt.
Hey, she's very intelligent.
Oh, God, she knitted just maybe like I do.
Not as much of a looker as Zelda.
It's okay. You can be the dowdy older sister.
But I want to get wild and free and crazy.
Eleanor got wild taking plane rides with Amelia Earhart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there was some plane scissoring going on, almost certainly.
I've always been attracted to her, too. So there Amelia you go. Earhart. That's mine. Eleanor Roosevelt. Yes. Very handsome woman.
Hey, you could do a lot worse than Eleanor Roosevelt.
That's true. Thank you for that. So you'll get your Zelda on this week or your Eleanor.
Technically, my birthday week is over if you're listening.
It's over, but we're recording it before. So we're still having to deal with Poodle's Libra season.
Yeah.
And when there's an
eclipse. It's going to be all month, actually. The eclipse is this weekend.
In Venus, which is love and romance and sex.
Oh, Lord. I know. Oh. That's why it's all coming to a head. It's coming to one head.
Woo. Yeah. I wish we could have Channing on this show so she or Queer Cosmos to talk about it.
We need to approach one of them.
I don't think they know who we are.
Well, we kind of have a decent following. We have decent.
Yeah, we do. Well, they've been on the Today Show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But so is I've Had It podcast, and we interviewed them.
That's true. Why are we not on the Today Show?
Well,
is it because I called Hoda Kotb a lesbian?
Maybe. And I've Had It to see if they want to do another collab three times, and they never email back. So they're busy. We love them. We love
I'm
them.
Glad that they're doing well.
I am too.
I celebrate people's success.
I do too. Those are some Oklahoma girls doing it right. Or women. I'm sorry. Oklahoma women.
Thank you. This is 90 Day Fiancé, Season 10, Episode 2. We are gathered here today. So I assume we're just going to go through all of the wedding intro speech. Like, first was, dearly beloved, we are gathered here today in the presence of God or whoever the deity is. In Ashley's case, whoever witch power she's working with.
Working with. It makes sense because if we use your wedding speech, eventually Hecate. There will be an episode, Hecate, yeah. Mm-hmm. There eventually will be an episode called, and don't forget about the prenup, because you have that in your weddings.
Right.
I've heard it.
And the prenup has been signed, I see. We may move on.
He makes me stand up and wave it for everyone to see in the middle mm-hmm. of the wedding.
No, it is a normal thing that has to happen. The good thing is the prenup always has the clause in the event of untimely death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's the only way to get around those. Oof.
This is Reality Gaze. We're the Reality Gaze, Maddie and Poodle. How are y'all doing today? We hope that this is just 2 hours because we're doing two shows, but we hope this is just some foolishness for you to like put the week away for a little bit.
Put the week away. I'm doing this with my hand.
Oh no, I'm glad that's not an Apple Motion thing.
We're on video.
I'm
hypnotizing you with my fingers.
Ooh.
Anyway.
You want to give your husband to Poodle. You want to give your husband to Poodle.
You don't have to give him to him. I'm going to take him regardless. live show tour in the spring, y'all. 2024. Bring your husbands.
We don't know dates yet. We don't know cities yet. We're just telling you that because y'all are asking, didn't you say you were going to go to the fall? We're not. Change of plans. We also are very aware of the Lita situation. Mary: Sissy Detective. If some of you don't know, on our RG Plus, on the $5 tier, on our classless episodes, she always does a deep dive at the end of the season on the show, and she is doing her work right now, and we will have an update about Lita
on the classless. You need to tune into the classless for a deep dive on Lita and Eric's legal troubles, because y'all, she in jail. Play the music. Play the she's in jail music. I don't know what? If this is.
No, that's the wrong one. Which one is it? Do we have?
I'll take that.
I don't think we have.
It needs to be like celebratory music. I don't know.
What's that?
Not that.
Oh no, that's a gecko. That's a gecko. That's a gecko. No. We don't want the gecko. This is not Toe. This is not Toe.
Anyway, it couldn't have happened to a nicer gal. Apparently, she stole from her employer, but we're going to be talking much more in detail about that.
Producer Christina is feeling
she looked
living
awful.
Her best life, y'all. Anyway, what else, Poods?
I think we done a lot of recent collabs that you guys should really listen to. I've been trying to come up with a name for November. We're still in October, so it's okay. I'll come up with a good name for what you're going to get in November. Selling Sunset Season 7, November 3rd, mm-hmm. on RG Plus at the $5 level. We were also on a couple podcasts. They were on our show. Love to see it. I apologize. We were on their show talking about The Golden Bachelor. Love to see it. And then Two Black Girls, One Rose were on our show and talking about Love is Blind. Y'all, by now, the finale of Love is Blind, if you're listening to this, the finale of Love is Blind and the reunion have happened. So you can look out for our show or our pod on the reunion, I think probably Monday.
That'll be released. Because you're listening to Sunset, so tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes.
The amount of mental gymnastics it takes for me to be in a different day, I don't know how people do it when they film stuff so early. You would have to have a board saying, today is October 15th for me.
Yeah.
It's the only way I'd be able to do it.
And a visual actual calendar with the day highlighted.
Yeah. So
but then you would go out in the real world and you'd stress out and you probably like would pay all your bills and they would say, sir, are you I don't think it would translate for you well, because once it's in your mind, you think it's October 1st or whatever. Yeah,
no, it's true. Also, we were on the Alarmist podcast and that's been out since, I think it got released on October 10th.
It's been out for almost a week.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And Rebecca and the two straight guys who were on there who were hot.
They were.
I like it how just I said the two straight guys.
They were very hot. We had a ball.
I think one of them is her husband.
Maybe. I don't know her life.
And we had a ball talking about the Duchess of Argyle. And how was she a sexual revolutionary or just slutty?
Was she a dick pig or just slutty?
Or both. Yeah, or both. We had a really good time.
We had a really good time.
If you love history, if you love us talking about slutty women and slutty aristocrats,
mm-hmm.
We had a really good time talking about that. I think that might be it.
On y'all, Poodle's going to have a Big Brother corner on this episode.
Yeah.
And I am going to have a special, y'all. Razvan is on OnlyFans. And because
the shock of 2023.
The shock. And because we need tax write-offs and I want to work for you.
Yeah.
I have done the deep dive.
How brave.
We will have an update on that.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Welcome. In part two, we will have up. Poodle has not seen the pictures. I am going to send them to him live.
I have seen a sliver of pain.
A sliver of pain.
It wasn't enough. I needed more.
Well, you usually do.
Just the tip is not an option.
Never for Poodle.
Never.
Doesn't even know that phrase.
Never. No.
He's just sitting there. Is it in? Yeah, it's all halfway. Oh, I'm nothing. I don't feel anything.
It's all or nothing.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
I think that's it.
We're two episodes into season 10, mm-hmm. and they're doing, I think they may have done this season 9 as well. They're starting out, I think, don't we have 7 couples? Am I crazy? I'm really jonesing for closet mom. The mom who lives in the closet with, and the guy who's got like chinchillas or guinea pigs and cats and dogs. And
I think it's going to burn out quickly. And I think it's going to be like a Shekinah and Sarper. We're going to get them later on in the season.
Right.
Even on this week, we don't see, they're not going to be on season or episode 3.
Right. Well, I think we have the first 4 couples, Ashley, Manuel, Nikki and Justin / Igor,
mm-hmm.
Rob, Sophie, and Gino and Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think those are the couples they're leading with.
Yeah.
I think those are going to be their heavy hitters. Let's just jump into this.
Always kind of have their tent pole couples, and then as the season, they pepper it with the crazies because they burn bright.
That's true. They burn bright, quickly. But for a short time.
Short time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird, though. Remember how we thought that Ben and Mahogany would flame out really quickly, but they just kept going. But that storyline provided us with so much burning hot garbage.
Oh, yeah. And they're still on that train. They're still on that train, y'all.
I guess we start with Ashley and Manuel. We are sorry.
Oh, what happened?
I didn't hear anything. Just Leatherface, the Chainsaw Massacre is outside.
Oh,
I just
okay.
heard someone. Rah, rah, rah.
It's
October spooky season, so who knows?
Could have been
some kinky role play.
I don't know what's going to happen when I go back because it's so quiet here. But I even told Poodle because there's more construction. I said, you can come up to Santa Barbara if you want. And he said no. And then I thought about it and I'm glad because then men from Santa Barbara would just, I'd be sleeping at night and I'd hear
the revolving door.
You know, like when your parents, when you're a child and your parents fight and you just hold your covers up to your face and say, make it go away, please stop. That's what it would be like being roommates with Poodle during a Zelda season.
I did not have that experience. My parents fought in front of us, but then they swept it under the rug like good wasps.
Well, I'm not doing that with your sex life, because the noises you hear is like they could make
like a jungle.
Yes, they should make the Poodle Bitch Project. The Poodle Bitch Project. It would just be like you're trying not to get fucked, and then just someone gets pulled in invisibly, and then
like
someone
in the dark and night vision.
Someone's like they've got the camera in their
home. You see me staring in a wig.
And they're like, I don't want his ass on my face. I don't want his ass on my face.
You're going to get it.
And that's what I hear, y'all. I was roommates with this bitch once. Never again.
Yeah, I think someone is using a chainsaw. It's really annoying.
Oh, I can't hear it.
The painters weren't obnoxious as enough. I guess we had to do it.
So you're fine.
Yeah.
I feel like there was something else I wanted to bring up. But I'll
remember
later.
That's why we write down announcements.
Oh, well, I gotta get better at that.
So Ashley Manuel, she's still mid-panic attack, screaming, my makeup. Y'all, I think this bitch is gonna give us a lot this season.
I think she's gonna give us a lot. I'm not making fun of a panic attack because I've never had one, but they are horrible, horrible.
Yeah,
but
it does make
me laugh, though, that she kept saying, I'm ugly crying, because you know she was on realizing she didn't want to say it, but she was like, I'm ugly crying on TV.
Yeah, exactly. And she keeps saying, I should run my grounding crystal.
Yeah.
And then she calls her sister, who is basically her grounding crystal.
Yes. Sienna.
We know who the caretaker sister is.
She said I'm the more grounded, kind of logical sister.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're getting in this airport, and I was like, this airport is deserted.
It's deserted.
I guess, is this technically the Rochester airport, or maybe it's the Buffalo airport? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
And I wrote down, so they're picking him up. Why wouldn't he text her? I feel like they're trying to be so artificial about meeting people at the airport.
Gino and Jasmine thing, like when she's blocking it, I'm like,
no, I believe that. I believe she blocks them. She's like, that's our fighting ritual.
It's true.
I believe in her blocking him on WhatsApp. I believe that.
But I believe this too, because maybe his cell phone service wasn't working, or a different.
Yeah.
If she's making this up, she's a good actor.
But why would he not text her the whole time?
I don't understand that either.
Yeah.
Again, I think we're working with logical. We don't know them well enough. Remember, think about this. Now that we know them, would you think it's weird that Larissa never texted Colty about when she was arriving?
No.
You know her now. We don't know him yet.
Yeah. No, I get you. So, y'all, there he is. I will say, he is a lot hotter in person than in pictures.
I liked him the first, but he is cute to me, y'all.
I think he needs a new haircut.
I like his hair. And he's got good hair.
No, it just needs something done with it.
You just probably think it needs to have your semen in it.
Some product. Some natural product. And so he shows up, and she's losing her mind. She's like, why are you crying? He's like, why are you crying, woman? And y'all, he's saying all the nice things. Like, you've gotten more beautiful, my love. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, ooh, this is making me feel some kind of way.
He was holding her face and telling her, like, don't cry, my dear. Wipe away their tears. And I was just like, oh, I'm into this.
And he had never flown before, remember? And he's like, it was kind of scary because it was hard to breathe. And then the plane dropped, and then it sounded like there were no engines.
And that's what I feel every time I fly. I'm always kind of like, this is too much of a miracle to be happening. Why are we not falling out of the sky?
It makes sense. When I watched that, I thought, oh, I've just been flying since I was a child. So it always made sense to me. But if you've never been, that would be very, it's kind of like, I've only been sailing once and it was terrifying for me. Terrifying for me.
Why?
I just, the feel of it. I just wasn't, the feel of the water and.
Oh, I've been twice and it was so much fun. It was like exhilarating for me.
I got into it, but it was like when the boat tipped over on the side and yes, it was keeling and all that. Oh, scared me to death.
I love like.
But you're from a sea like, state.
You mean not a non-landlocked state?
Yeah. State.
I think states with coastlines.
Yeah.
I think that you didn't really, I think if you didn't experience the ocean or like open water that just keeps going as a child, you may have just a fear of it.
Just when you said that, my heart went into my chest.
Right. So I think that may be a fear of yours.
If I don't see Tucker's Point or Elephant Rock, I'm going to be nervous.
I assume that's Lake Murray.
Yes, there's an elephant rock on the side. Yes. Uh-huh.
I assumed that's what it, because it looks like an elephant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Riveting. So
I thought it was a great lake when I was a little boy. When I was like 4. I said, Mom, is that the Great Lake? She said, no, baby, that's somewhere else. I also thought the Veterans Hospital was a little White House. But I was 4. Very
Boy,
young.
Your world was quite small.
It was. I didn't know. And then, you know, I lived life.
Yeah. Anyway, he's like, Rochester es bonita.
It is pretty. Like, it's pretty right now. I don't know what it looks like in
January.
I don't know.
I consider most of upstate New York. I've only been there. Both times were in the winter, and it was pretty much like a gray hellscape, like Jasmine described Canton. I'm sure it's lovely, Rochester City.
Yeah, I thought it looked pretty. There's a lot of trees, you know.
I'm sure it's great. She drives him to her house, and Rico Suave, the dog, is and Lyra, the cat, and he's like, I don't like cats already. And he's like, hola, gata.
He does say that.
Just, hey, cat. And he says, yeah, cats in New York. We grew up in a wooden house, so they caught mice. Cats in New York are simply a pet that needs to be fed and fed and fed. Y'all, we've got ourselves a pragmatist who doesn't and this is oil and water. I'm a little worried. I think they're going to fight a lot. I have a feeling that Miss Ashley may choose relationships with a lot of conflict. That kind of keeps it alive for her.
Y'all, they bang good.
I would agree.
They bang good. And I think it's going to be she's or actually he, from what we're seeing, at least in this first episode, it doesn't seem like, you know, we always have this. Either one person is not adapting, sometimes both, but at least they're showing us so far that he is kind of I don't know if he's going to adapt well to American culture. Seems like he wants to have his things his way, the way he was used to, the way he expects, like the animals in the bed.
Oh, that
the witch, bruja, things like that.
I don't consider that American culture. I think that's her stuff.
I get that's her culture. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, better way to say it. But he should have known it. He knows the dog sleeps in the bed. He knows she has a cat. They've known each other for a very long
time. I totally
agree.
I will say it seems like this stuff needs to be talked about, and tonight is probably not the right time. But I think
no, it's not.
It does seem like they could have talked about the dog, and was the dog going to sleep with them in the bed? But I will say one thing, y'all. He's like, Rico Suave will stay outside. That dog will not survive one night outside in Rochester.
And And I agree with Ashley. The dog is a god. The dog sleeps. And she said, I've been with a lot of guys and the only stable relationship that stick around was Rico Suave. The bitch does what she wants.
I
agree.
I don't think he's going to win when it comes to that dog.
Not going to win, y'all. Yeah.
So anyway, and there's another thing. So both Jasmine and we've seen this before, say, hey, did you switch mattresses? Because there's a thing about, I guess, the men don't want to be sleeping, or Jasmine doesn't want to be sleeping on any of the mattresses that, and Shekinah said the same thing, where there was banging.
Well, Shekinah had, she kind of had a little bit more of, not credence, but a little more, she had a little more validity to her asking.
Where there might have been just a mattress that was just soaked in jizz.
Like it actually crunches when you sit on it.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Riddled with semen.
Yes.
But this is an interesting concept of, it feels like that the mattress is going to hold the spirit of, because y'all, there's sheets and in most places, a mattress pad over a mattress. And does it hold the secret of fucks past for some people?
Look, I think it does. I think it does for some people. I just think it's not being realistic in that.
It's not. They're expensive.
I mean, I thought about that when I broke. I was like, eh. A part of me went, it'd be nice to get a new mattress. And I went, I'm not going to do that. Like I had that initial, I think everybody has that immature thought, but then I had my adult brain that was like, it's fine. Just sage it. We live in California. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
Just sage it, y'all. Just sage the bed and save yourself money.
Well, some people don't believe in that. That's what I'm saying, saging.
Well, pray on it.
I guess you could
revenge fuck on it.
Believe in whatever you want to believe.
Whatever you want to do, a spell.
I just feel like it's a mattress.
Well, it's not the thing. It's the energy that you're attaching to the thing. So
yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking about this too freely. I just think it's ridiculous.
Well, you were raised by a mother and father poodle who would help. You're still sleeping on, I think, your dead grandmother's mattress, right? When you go back.
It wasn't the mattress she died on, to be fair.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
So no, I'm just saying, I don't mean to make fun. I just mean you are very practical.
I was raised very practically. Yeah. Yes.
I said the nice is practical. Some might say frugal.
Yeah.
Cheap.
What do you think about when she said, I took the door off I think you can put the door back. Dog comes in during sex. You should have a door. That's a good boundary to have.
I really enjoyed it when it made me laugh later when she's upset with him and she goes to storm out of the room and she has to just silently shut the curtain. Because I thought, bitch, that's when you need a door.
How are you going to make a point?
How do you slam the door when you're fighting?
The door?
I wrote, poodle could not live here.
Oh, it's like how I'm very upset you can't slam down phones and hang up on people anymore. You have to go, whoop.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It doesn't have the same effect of hanging up on someone.
You need to get a flip phone.
I do. Just so I can hang up on people.
Wait, what if you bought a flip phone that was just for angry calling people? Like, that's what your mad phone. Fuck.
My mad phone. I could use a princess phone just for my mad phone. Just when I needed to call people and hang up on them. There are very few things more satisfying than hanging up on someone.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and
the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway, he doesn't want the dog to sleep with them. It is weird that this wasn't talked about.
I get that he has a thing about it. A lot of people have a thing about not having, that's fine, but new.
I don't want animals to sleep with me. And I think that's me, but I think I'd be okay with it. I think I would say, let's talk about this. Now, I think he is coming from a place where he makes all the rules. The men make all the rules. The women go, sure, jump, how high? But she says he's used to telling people what to do. But in my family, I come from a strong line of women of color. We dictate what goes on, and he's going to have to figure that out really quickly.
Which makes me go, okay, he has to figure this out, but then is there any meeting in the middle on that?
I know. I think they're going to have to learn to do that. I think these are two, what I would call, to put it nicely, stubborn people who are set in their ways.
Yes. Yes.
And she did say, and he said, he even says, she can't be the only one making decisions. And I guarantee you, because not being able to work, not being able, living on, there's going to be his machismo and his sense of maleness is going to be an issue. We've seen this before.
The only thing that could help him, not that people do this at all, any government people that are listening, but he works in construction. And so I think all I'm going to say is it might be easier for him to get a job.
I think it'd be they'd have to be careful about doing that on the show.
I don't think they would talk about it ever.
Yeah, probably. That's a good point.
Do you know how much shit happens that's probably semi-illegal that the producers don't talk, that they don't show?
Oh, I'm sure. Manuel tried to tell Rico Suave to go to the floor. Mm-hmm. And that didn't work out.
Didn't go good. Ashley's like, why are you fighting with me right now? She starts crying and she's freaking out.
If you can, save the crazy until at least two or three days.
I was going to say at least a week. You got 90 days.
I know. Oh.
But no, she's crying and she goes in there and she slams that curtains.
And then she says things like, remember, honey, you're living with a witch now. And this is probably my biggest issue here. Is there not a word in Spanish? Can we find a word less incendiary, even in American culture, than witch? Is there a Spanish word that doesn't mean that to say bruja, because I can't imagine using that word over and over again, which is mostly used for talking about evil witchcraft to do harm, that we could not find, she could not find a different term to open his mind up a little bit more to that. Well, maybe it doesn't exist.
Well, if it exists, I don't know if she knows it.
But that's what I'm saying.
I don't know how she would find.
Part of me thinks that she likes the disapproval, though, that she gets from people. She likes the looks when she says, oh, I'm a witch. And that's part of knowing her. And
probably a little bit of the shock value, I think, that she likes. It's interesting. We actually has a podcast. Sissies listened to. Actually, some sissies already knew her. And so I'll be interested to see how they comment as we go along, because, you know, you see a different side of people when they're under a stress, a pressure cooker like this. And also when you have two people that just seem so unrelenting about their values.
I think that's what I wrote down here. We have a big value difference. And I think to not explain to him, like she first says, she's like, no, being a witch isn't like that. It means that blah, 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 none of this occult stuff. And I'm saying, but maybe he that he's never known anything else. Mm-hmm. So it may take a little bit longer. And even in America, these days, most people say, oh, I'm a witch. And they're like, oh, that's the people will joke about it, saying, oh, you do spells. And he said, if she was, he goes to the length of saying she's not a witch, because if she was a witch, she would try to get her ex-boyfriend back and she would cast a spell. So his definition of what a bruja is black and white.
Very.
So that's
black
why
and
I was
white.
Saying, find something else. Find a different word.
A sorceress.
Not something that says. Maybe you guys can help us. I don't know. Maybe these Ecuadorian phrases or Spanish phrases, where there'll be someone who works with spiritual things. But like, call yourself that and especially someone who's from Ecuador, find something less incendiary that you can to get them into your world.
Well, I think the problem with that is I think that just a little bit that we know about Ashley, I think she wants to reclaim the word witch. And so I don't know if this goes back again with compromising. It's as if she doesn't want to use another word. She wants to use that word and she wants him to learn to be okay with it. And I think
good luck.
So I just think you're operating from a different mindset than Ashley is on this. And I don't know. I mean, kind of my favorite part is, so it reminded me of just living in LA, y'all, because there's always somebody who had a fight, who is pissed off, who just walked out to smoke a joint sitting on your steps. She's like, fuck this, I need some air, and she's out.
I think that's asking a lot of someone who's been raised Catholic. I think it's asking too much. And I think she's ignoring his values.
So my follow-up question to that is, do you think Ashley has realistic expectations in life? Yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
so that's why I think it's going to be hard.
There's a theoretical difference in wanting him to understand your witchness.
Yeah.
And the realistic, the way things are.
I think it's like we've talked about the word queer, how that word is very triggering to men especially, but women too, that sometimes are in their 40s and 50s and 60s. And so it's important as we reclaim this word to know that some people have friends that's the last thing that they heard before they were beaten. We've got to help both kinds. I don't know if they're holding both sides.
No, I agree. Yeah.
But again, I just love that she's sitting out there. She's just like, fuck this. I'm smoking a doobie and he better get with it. She's like, I'm a motherfucking witch hoe. I'm a motherfucking witch hoe. How are you not getting that? Great line.
Because he only knows what he's heard from books and fairy tales. How has he heard anything else?
Well, but they've been friends or in each other's lives for so long. But
I doubt she's tried to explain it, though.
I don't think so. But Poodle, I'm going to say this to you. You can go around and say, I'm a motherfucking witch hoe. I want to give that phrase to you.
I'm a motherfucking witch hoe.
You can use that in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. I am witch. I am witchy.
I think you could be really powerful if you kind
of
garner
my powers.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm too busy fucking. Nikki and Justin / Igor. I'm going to do a BB corner. All BB, all the time. Raw, uninhibited BB action. Pew, 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 pew. Fucking Bowie Jane was head of household this week. We're recording this on Wednesday, so I saw Tuesday night's show. By the time this is on Sunday night, everything will be different, I have a feeling, but I just wanted to get a couple of thoughts out. The show is fine. We're finally in my favorite part of Big Brother, where even the floaters like Bowie Jane have... I will never forget this, like Bowie saying she tried to throw the HOH competition, but fucking Felicia, they're like, how many minutes was Jared a zombie? And Felicia guessed like 88,000.
That doesn't even make sense.
And it went over, and Bowie's like 627. She's like, I thought that was too low, but Felicia guessed way over it. So she became head of household by throwing it, supposedly. Anyway, Bowie Jane, who she's kept from the rest of the house guests, that she is indeed a lawyer instead of just a DJ.
Okay.
I would be really afraid if Bowie Jane was my lawyer.
Oh.
I don't know. She's from Australia. She's crazy. She's got hair that's all over the place.
Maybe she's very strong-willed, though. Would you want that in an attorney?
No, she's not. She's consistently just a complete doofus in the house.
Oh, then that's not good as an attorney. Not what you want.
She's fine. She's fucking Bowie Jane. She's kind of been doing nothing in the house. Mm-hmm. The only person doing less than her was Mimi, who just got kicked out. And she is nominated Ceri for the first time and Felicia. And because she sees them as the people who aren't working with her. And this is a time where now, and they're playing. We had OTEV this week. With SpinBot, you don't know what the fuck's going on. OTEP's a big competition where you think about things from the people. You answer questions about the house guests, and you remember things about the house guests who've left, and find like their pictures and shit. And Zingbot came back, and Zingbot just reads the fuck out of the house guests. And Zingbot had a whole song about My Country, Tis of Thee with Corey, and talking about how he was thin and little and had a tiny shitty mustache. And it was wonderful.
Is Zingbot a person?
Zingbot is a robot.
Oh.
You know, I can understand how if you've never watched the show.
It's very confusing. I'm having to ask for these sissies that are like, what
Zingbot
the fuck?
Is a robot. Now, I believe a person is in there.
Oh, but it's Zingbot. I love that. It's kind of like Zingbot. In Universal Studios when they had someone as the voice of Kit inside of the Knight Rider.
It's nothing like that.
And I flirted with that car.
Sure. But it is, things are heating up. I'm going to say I'm changing my kind of – I was hoping that kind of Corey would get it together and start playing better than he has. But he's kind of like – I understand showmancing with America. But I'm a Jag stan now. It's all about Jag. Even though I thought Jag played some of the worst early gameplay – I love him, Matt, and his partnership with Matt, the dumbass, is still working for them as the Minutemen. But I'm liking Jag, and then probably Corey. They all want to take fucking Boy Jane with them to the end. I think Cam's gonna go soon. They're gonna probably backdoor him, I think they're gonna figure out what Ceree's up to too. I don't think Ceree's going to be in the house for that much longer either. So I think it's wound up being a half decent season. Some of the worst and most careless gameplay, though I will say no one really had an eye. But I'm excited. Tune in probably Monday of Toe, and I'll have watched it. Oh, wait, are we recording that on Sunday?
We are. We
God
are recording
damn it
on side Sunday.
Sorry, y'all. This recording schedule has us fucked because when we trying to record, I'll probably talk about it on Sunday anyway because I'll talk about what happened on Wednesday. That's my big BB corner.
I'm just going to say this. Sometimes as you describe all that, it could either be Big Brother or a gay orgy.
Where I'm like, Matt and Jag are doing really well. I didn't think he'd pull it out, but then he pulled out a big dick.
Well, then Zingbot comes in and just slams them up against the wall. And then we got Bowie Jane, who's fucking America, which makes it sound like it's just.
And they're going to backdoor Cam.
It
does sound like a play-by-play of an orgy.
And not all the names are typical names that I'm used to. So it sounds like, are these porn names? Are these pseudonyms?
It's fair.
It's
all fair.
So if you don't know what's going on during Poodle's Big Brother Corner, this is what I have to do, what Maddie does. I actually just imagine gay sex happening as Poodle talks about it. So that way I look entertained.
Me too.
It is entertaining. It is. I like it.
And that's my BB Corner. We can move on to Nikki and Justin / Igor.
It bothers me that she doesn't use his name.
I agree. I totally agree. I think you should call. There's something depersonalizing about it that says, I don't like your name, so I'm going to call you something else.
You know what I feel like it is? I feel like it's you spot it, you got it. It's that she feels so much, has so many complicated feelings about her dead name. Which is y'all dead name means the name that she had when she was presenting as a boy.
Yeah.
But she's got so much shit around that. It's like, well, I was able to like reclaim the name I want, so I'm gonna give you one too. And I'm like, yeah, don't put your shit on people.
Don't put your shit on people is a really good rule for relationships. Friendships.
You're doing it 90% of the time. We all
know.
Do.
To recognize when you're putting your own shit on someone is really eye-opening.
I will say this out of experience. When your friend slash business partner is having a moment and they don't seem like in their best space, it's not the right time to say, is something going on with you? Because you're going to get them looking at the mic and go,
you might want to You might want to shut the fuck up.
Maybe bring it up, pick your time to do it. Bring it up an hour after you leave when they think it's calm. Just be like, are you going through anything?
Yeah, better shut the fuck up. So mom, her mom is helping her pack. Myrna.
She's such a pretty mom.
And mom is supportive now.
Love mothers.
Not used to, you're a mother lover.
I am.
And not used to be. She wasn't used to be supportive. And the mom did not accept Nikki's transition at first. And she said, I gave birth to a boy and thought, and she basically says, and she thought I was going to be a freak otherwise. Those were her words.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
And so from 17 to 19, she didn't talk to her. Which, A, that's horrible, and B, also, sadly, I think that was probably indicative of the times, because that was
a lot of people's experience.
20 years ago, y'all, this was early 2000s. This is when, think about it, there was a reality show around that time of someone who was trans who then dated people as, when we talk about stealth, what was that show called?
Something about Cara Maria or something about Carmen or something like that. There's something
It aired in Mexico, right?
Yes. It was this, it was on, Wondery did a whole podcast about it.
Yeah. We listened to it, it was good.
They surprised these men that this was a trans woman.
Horrible.
It was basically a joke and a gotcha.
But that just gives you some context. That's when Nikki came out to her mother, like that time period.
God. Ugh. Yeah.
And didn't the guy end up like killing himself or
one of the men, yeah.
It was something like that. Sorry, trigger warning.
Too late.
So, yeah, too late.
So anyway, now she's accepting of her daughter. And mom just says, does he want you to maybe be more toned down than you are? And he's like, yeah, he's always saying that. And I'm thinking, it's weird that I understand that she needs to be her. But it is weird that she's like packing her big shoes, packing her like, as she's like my Nikki Exotica stuff. Mm-hmm. And she's been there before. And I think she's worried about getting clocked, as we said before. I would be less worried about that than just attracting attention of someone who doesn't dress like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to – and I understand it's important for her identity to be a big persona, to dress outrageously, to attract attention. But if she's worried about – if Justin / Igor is worried about safety, it's like could we do 4-inch heels instead of 8-inch heels or 6-inch heels? Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know. I understand her wanting to be her, but I think I would trust someone who's lived there.
I
don't know.
I get it too. But we don't know what it's like to have yourself so denied repeatedly by society. I understand that. There's are times where you just feel like, fuck it, I don't care anymore. And you kind of have to do that.
Right.
You have to do that. But yeah, it's
What I'm talking about is
no. I'm understanding you. I'm right. Just saying though, she's the we don't know her experience as well.
Right. But she's also worried about. She's like, oh, I'm worried about being clocked.
So if you're worried about it, then what steps can you take right. to counteract that?
Right. That's where I'm like, so she's consistently thinking about that.
But it's probably mixed in with, but
I want to be me. I need to, yeah.
Well, and also not in a positive way. I was going to say mixed in with any like body dysmorphia, things like that. If I'm not these things, if I'm not all the makeup, all the hair,
who am I?
All the shoes, what if people see me?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. So, y'all, excuse me. They are, they're talking about his parents, I believe, now know that Nikki is trans. So,
and Mom brings up a great point that says, this is a great sign. You should worry less. Like, his parents, his friends, he's told all of them that you are trans.
Right.
Like, that surprised me when Mom mm-hmm. said that. And I went, this is a great sign. This shows that he's, like Mom said, he's proud
it's
of
progress.
You.
Progress. Yeah. And he's getting pushback from his friends. And we're going to find out a little bit more about that in a minute. But Nikki says, you know, I'm not, if we're not moving forward again, I won't let it be the same as it was before. So meanwhile, in Chisinau, Andre's hometown, mm-hmm. Igor, 36, is working out as a personal trainer and going to be a Universal Soldier. Was that Dolph Lundgren?
I think
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I think that's Jean-Claude Van Damme. I don't know.
Here, keep talking. I'll look it up.
He wants to be universal. He wants to be a Universal Soldier, but also he works out to clear his mind. That reminded me. Remember when Jean-Claude Van Damme?
It was Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Remember when he did the splits and you could,
and Dolph Lundgren?
Oh, there you go.
They were both in that film.
Do you remember when he did the, I don't think it was that movie, but when Jean-Claude Van Damme did the splits in those short shorts and you could see kind of his butt, women went crazy in Lone Grove, Oklahoma.
Bloodsport.
Did women talk, when you were a kid, did women talk about how hot yes. he was all the time?
Yes.
It was in front of their husbands. It was just accepted to talk about it.
And then I said, yeah, he looks great. That's a good body.
I like all the action stuff, Mama. I swear.
Yeah,
he
I watched
him
it.
Up so manly.
I watched it for the sick kickboxing moves. Sure.
Yeah, and that he gets the girl in the end. That's cool, bro.
Yeah.
I remember all my mother, but Sean Farrell's mother, they all were just wet with Jean-Claude.
Ooh.
That was a moment. But yes, which by the way, y'all, Igor looks pretty fucking good.
He's hot.
He's really, and actually like in a really, he's got really pretty eyes. He kind of looks like to me the guy who is in that show. Oh, what's his name?
No. Please be specific.
This is an actual what's his name. No, it's the guy that, I think he's married to the actress who was in it. Started. Remember that show on ABC that just went on too long and people obsessed about it? Once Upon a Time.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like the guy that played Prince Charming, the blonde guy with the pretty blue eyes.
Yeah.
I think he's on a doctor's show now.
Was he on Manifest? Is he the lead in Manifest?
I don't know what that's. Manifest, that sounds like a great show. I love that show. Stace, we manifest all the time, don't we?
I think he was the lead in Manifest. Am I making...
Good for him.
Yeah, Josh Dallas.
Oh, that sounds like a porn actor name. Josh Dallas.
It does. Josh Dallas, yeah.
Oh.
He was the lead.
He's married to the woman that was on Once Upon a Time.
Jennifer
now.
Goodwin?
Is he married to her now? I don't know. It doesn't matter. But anyway, that's what I think he looks like, y'all. And that guy, Josh Dallas, was hot.
Let me see. For some reason, I feel like they just got divorced.
Oh, bless them. That's not fun.
Let me see.
But it happens to the best of them. And the worst of them.
Yes, Josh Dallas, Jennifer Goodwin, they're are they still together? Riveting.
Oh,
they ended their engagement in 2011. Oh. So a long time. They've been
current references only.
Oh wait, never mind. They ended their engagement.
This is crazy.
What is happening?
You started us here. Now I need to find out.
Oh no, they're still married. They ended their engagement, but I think
but they decided to get back together because they still had shows to finish.
Yeah.
People that were into like that show were cultish about that show.
I watched the first season and it was kind of cool. And then it got worse and worse. But
it got
remember
worse.
How hot the Captain Hook one was?
Oh, yeah. So we watched the first.
Oh, my God.
We watched the first. And then didn't Captain Hook get a little gay on the show?
Yes. I think? The problem with the show is they, as they do with everything, they keep rewriting rules. And the universe gets too complex. It was kind of like Pushing Daisies. Pushing Daisies, the first season, was so magical and wonderful. But then it's like, then the dog can touch you, and then the dog doesn't die, but then the dog lives.
It was a lot. I love
that show. It's one of my favorites.
With Once Upon a Time, I know several straight men that love that show.
Why?
That might want to, their wives might want to ask them some questions.
That blonde one was hot.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Wow.
If your husband loves Once Upon a Time, he might be fit for Poodle's playpen.
Ooh, definitely.
He might like it.
So he is meeting, he still says he's nervous because she visits and she's like, she wears a lot of makeup. She dresses to get attention and he's worried about her safety. Meaning Sergey, his friend, to play chess. This is so pure.
It's so, y'all, if you go to West Hollywood, there's a large Russian community in West Hollywood and there's just old men and women, but mostly men just smoking and playing chess outside.
As they called them, the grandpas. Ask the grandpas.
They're like, I'm not dead yet. Looks good. Now, the picture they're showing is Nikki in a bikini, very sexualized, but they're all into it. Even Sergey's like, wow.
It's a bombshell.
Bombshell. And says, we're going to talk about this. It can be whatever in trans culture, it can be problematic or not. But I feel like understanding what they're coming from, they start saying things like, wow, she looks more like a woman than she did before.
Right.
That's not something we would say here, you know, or if you're, but I actually think they're saying that in a way of he's trying to make Igor feel even better. Like, I don't think you need to worry about her getting clocked here. Like, I think things are going to be fine. That's how I took it.
The reason she would be, as she called it, clocked is because she doesn't look like everyone there. She's had a lot of surgery, and it looks that way. And when you're wearing, when you're in with a lot of dramatic makeup, people are going to stare. And
yeah, again, y'all, people stare at Darcy and Stacey like that. Just people. Again, it like you said, I think it's more of the surgeries, less than her being trans.
Yep. So anyway, Sergey says, and then they were talking about kind of just a little bit about, Sergey said, I've never met a trans person in Moldova. So, and Justin says, he's like, what happened when you found out? He's like, because you were intimate with her. And she's like, I was psychologically traumatized.
Of course.
Because of the way she told him.
The way she told him, before. That's what's traumatizing, the way.
It was in a fight, and when she said, well, guess what? I was born a man. So then it kind of messed with him because of inner homophobia, and he probably said, oh my God, am I really gay? And this messed with him. That's when he said, I left. I had to think. I had to really sit with myself and meditate and figure out how I was going to do this.
He said, I've read a lot of books and opened my mind. I got to say, I really like this guy.
Me too.
He seems like he's, for him to, y'all think about if, would Andre have ever done those things?
No. This is a huge gulf to cross for him.
Yeah.
And he's getting there. And he said, I'm a lot more open-minded than I was. She's a woman to me, and that's all that matters.
I love that statement that he said. She's a woman. He said, what I love, he says, Nikki is a very nice and sweet woman. And I went, oh, that's wonderful.
And let's ask the grandpas. She's beautiful. I'm not dead yet.
Hey, Chelsea Marr, this is who he wants to be banging in heaven. A beautiful blonde with big tits.
What if he was told that this person's trans?
I don't think he'd care.
Especially in heaven.
Yeah, in heaven he wouldn't care.
I think all the angels are trans in heaven, so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. There's no gender in heaven. You're fucking soul to soul, like the band. Soul to soul. You remember the band Soul to Soul? Didn't they sing that Faded song? Or Soul Decision. But there is a Soul to Soul band. Hold on. Close out the show while I look it up.
I think you're wrong. I think you're thinking of De La Soul. Or maybe you are right. Soul to Soul?
Yes, it was with the two lines. Yes, Soul to Soul.
Who is it? Soul to Soul?
Soul to Soul is a British musical collective. Yeah. What songs did they sing? Oh, Back to Life.
Oh my God, I love that song.
Soul to Soul.
Keep on moving. Keep on moving. Don't stop. No, keep on moving.
Yes.
That is Soul to Soul.
Sometimes a blind squirrel finds a nut.
I love Back to Life.
Back to reality.
Those songs get me in the mood.
I was gonna say that's a song for Zelda or Eleanor to get things going.
Zelda's playlist.
Well, if Zelda listens to that, what do you think Eleanor listens to get in the mood?
Rosemary Clooney. Oh.
Begin the Begin or whatever.
Count your blessings instead of sheep.
After my blessing. Yeah, this is all fair. That's the show.
That's the show, y'all. Holy fuck.
That's a. Again, y'all have mentioned this too. It still very is. We'll see. We're going to give this influencer season a chance. It's still influencer the next episode a little too. So, but. You can be influenced. I don't mind if they're influencers and they're authentically cuckoo.
Yeah.
All right. Because gibberish, that was just all trash.
Awful.
It was all just fraudacity. I don't know how much, this doesn't feel fraudacity. It just feels a little, Ashley's a podcaster, Nikki's, create. Like, it just feels a little of that, but you never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, everybody. Next episode, we will be talking about Rob and Sophie, and we'll be talking about Jingle and Jasmine,
going into his house.
Yes,
and Roz Von's peen.
Coming up,
the legend of Roz Von's wiener. Shade rattle.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Go to realitygaze.com. If you wanted to listen to this show without commercials, you can do that on the $8 tier of Reality Gaze Plus. By the way, some sissies, if you comment and said you really love our commercials and you appreciate them, I appreciate y'all for saying that. We try to put a lot of work into that and make them fun, a part of the show. So we appreciate
y'all.
The love.
We really do work on those.
Little devil poodle is my new favorite thing right now. All right, everybody, go to realityguys.com. That's where you can find out everything about us. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, where we listen to shows. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts, poodle, looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you are thinking that your girlfriend is going to choose you over her dog,
oh,
you need to think again.
You need to think again, bitch.
Because you need to get right. Because you don't, the rules are what you think is wrong.
You don't even call us because you just wrong.
You're wrong.
Hang up your prince's phone.
Exactly. Hang up. Click.